Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, October 22nd, and these are the top stories the Qixi team is watching right now. Former President Barack Obama deployed his familiar joke saying, quote, "Can you imagine if Obama did this?" while campaigning for his former Vice President Joe Biden in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. In reference to the New York Times report that President Trump maintains a business banking account in China, Obama said, quote, "Can you imagine if I had had a secret Chinese banking account when I was running for re-election? You think Fox News might have been a little concerned about that? They would have called me Beijing Barry." Wednesday marked Obama's first stump speech for Biden. Illinois State Police are investigating another fatal shooting of a Black teenager. Police say a patrol officer had been investigating a vehicle when the driver fled and was spotted by another officer who approached. Police say in a statement, quote, "While officer number two was out of his vehicle and approaching the suspect vehicle, it began to reverse. Officer number two fired his semi-automatic pistol in fear for his safety." The passenger, a Black teen, identified by his family as 19-year-old Marcellus Stinnett, died after being struck by the gunfire. The driver, Tafara Williams, who was the victim's girlfriend and the mother of his child, was reportedly injured and transported to a hospital. Family members said the two were just sitting in the car outside Williams' home. The shooting has already prompted fresh protests in the area, with the Lake County branch of Black Lives Matter planning a march on Thursday. Trump envoy Richard Grenell reportedly went to Mexico City last month to try to negotiate for Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro to cede power in a trip that was so secret, even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not know about it until later. Bloomberg reports that Grenell's meeting with Maduro associate Jorge Rodriguez went nowhere. The U.S. and other countries do not recognize Maduro's government and consider Juan Guaido to be the legitimate leader of Venezuela. Bloomberg notes that ahead of the November 3rd election, the Trump campaign has been trying to cultivate Venezuelan expatriates who now live in the key battleground state of Florida. A public affairs officer at Fort Bragg seemingly forgot they were logged into the base's Twitter account when they began responding to sex worker tweets on Wednesday. When user QuinnFinite10 made fun of a subscriber to her OnlyFans for not appreciating her pubic hair, the Fort Bragg account rallied to her defense, claiming the subscriber was, quote, "lost and does not know a good thing when it's staring him in the eyes," or tickling his nose in this case. More than 30 minutes later, the Fort Bragg account fantasized about performing oral and penetrative sex on her, quote, "before I come up to give you a deep, long kiss." QuinnFinite10 later added, quote, "normalized horny tweeting from U.S. Army forts." About an hour after the horny tweeting began, the account claimed to have been hacked rather than having an authorized user mistakenly log in. The entire account then appeared to be deleted. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has expanded its definition of, quote, "close contact" for the purposes of COVID-19 exposure to also include, quote, "multiple brief encounters," adding up to over 15 minutes over a 24-hour period. Previously, close contact was defined as a single encounter within 6 feet of an infected person lasting over 15 minutes. The new definition specifies the time period and includes the possibility of COVID-19 infection from repeat short exposures. The change comes after the CDC and Vermont health officials found a prison employee contracted the virus from, quote, "multiple brief encounters." Some of the inmates were not wearing masks, the CDC said, which increases the probability of spreading the virus. The discovery of a California woman inside Utah's Zion National Park 12 days after she went missing is sparking more questions than answers, with a police official noting discrepancies between the family's story and rescuer's account. Washington County Sheriff Sergeant Darrell Cashin told a local ABC affiliate that the details about Holly Courtier's disappearance and reemergence, quote, don't add up. For one thing, her family said the 38-year-old mom was disoriented from a head injury, but park rescuers did not report any obvious issues. Cashin also said that Courtier's family suggested she survived on water from a river, which happened to be afflicted by a toxic algal bloom. Cashin said, quote, if she had been drinking that water, unless she had some really high immune system, she would have been very, very ill and probably unable to come out on her own. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.